Hey guys, Chantel here, founder of education101.info, the blog, and I'm also the owner of Professional Resources, LLC. You know, I just wanted to talk to you a little bit tonight about something that I've been thinking about and has been causing me to shift a lot of things in my business, not just for me, but for different clients that I'm helping with. And it's really two main thoughts that I want to leave with you today. And just in case you're in a hurry, the first thought is start now. And the second thought is commit, all right? And just give me just a second to kind of walk through that a little bit. When I say start now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about it's time for you to make a decision to start your business with what you have. I firmly believe that if God called you to do this thing that you're doing, if there's a set of people that you're trying to help, you literally have everything you already need to get started. The only thing that's stopping you is you. For example, I know for a long time I wanted every exact pieces to be right. For example, if you go to my website right now, education101.info, it is not exactly where I want it to be, but I need to start. There's information I want to share, so I'm sharing it. Even when you come here to, when you go to my Facebook page, it's not exactly the way I want, but I'm going to start because I have ideas to share, I have thoughts to share, and I don't know. Some of you may need to hear these things. So I'm going to start now. And I'm going to start where I am. Even when I decided to officially start my business, Professional Resources LLC, I didn't have everything exactly what I wanted, but I already had people talking to me and needing my help. So I knew it was time for me to start right where I was with what I had. And that's what I've done. So start here. Start now. That's number one. Number two is commit. Let me tell you, I've been reading a really, really great book, and I'm going to remember to put the link into the feed when I post this, but it's been a great book. And one of the things that she pointed out that gave me an aha moment was sometimes you can have all these great ideas that come into your mind, and that's great. A lot of entrepreneurs like that. You just have one idea that just pops into your mind one after the next and one after the next. And so you're excited and you're like, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I'm going to do this now. So it's great. The upside is you have all these ideas. Now, the downside is you have all these ideas. And until she said this in the book, and I'm going to see if I can find a quote, but until she said this in the book, I was like, that makes so much sense. The thing that she said is you have all these ideas. You create a failure to commit. And your failure to commit is a commit to an idea. Because if you commit to this one idea, you feel like you're not being fair to all the other ones. Now, unless you've experienced what I'm experiencing, that won't make any sense to you. But I do feel like for some of you, you're going to be like, that's wow. So let me tell you what I've started doing for myself. I have committed to an idea. Things that I want to do right now. Things that I want to teach my guys, my people, my clients, and those of you who are following me. I have committed to those things because I believe they will help you shift from the place that you are, right? So I've committed to those things. Does that mean I can't teach you the things that I have down the line? No. But I need to start here right now with what I have. So I have committed to the things I want to teach you right now. I'm starting right here where I am, both in my offline business with my clients and Professional Resources LLC, and those of you who are following me because you know about education101.info. That's what I'm doing. So if you're kind of in that place where you're like, I'm not sure what I want to do, how I want to do, sit down and just go ahead and decide. Think about what it is that you want to do. What problem are you trying to solve? Who do you want to help? And then commit to it. And then don't try to get all your pieces exactly right. Yes, you need to have some foundation. Yes, you need to have some things laid out. But you need to go ahead and start where you are. If you keep waiting to get everything perfect, I'm afraid you won't ever start. Those are my two things for you. Start here, start now, and go ahead and commit. Thanks for listening. Once again, this is Chantel Sweeney. Look forward to talking to you again. Bye.